Welcome to the Awakened Pregnancy Podcast. I am your host, conception, pregnancy, and motherhood coach, Kate Cattle. Each week, alongside my captivating guests, I bring you a variety of topics to support your own mama awakening. From preconception to motherhood, this podcast is for the mama or mama-to-be who knows deep down that this is just the beginning for her. If you came to my house anytime in the last 7 to 8 years and you went into my bathroom and looked in my shower, there would be one product that is there every single day. I honestly don't think that we have missed a day in like 7 or 8 years. And that is the Mugu Milk Wash. And this year, they're celebrating 15 years of this product. It is a most popular cleanser or wash product. And it has been available, like I said, for 15 years, and it's still just as popular as it was when it began. So it's a low irritant natural cleansing formula for the face and body. It's made with a combination of coconut and glucose-based cleansers. It's free from harsh synthetic detergents like SLS, sodium lauryl sulfate, that can really dry out the skin. It has the same irritation score as water, so it's amazing for even the most sensitive skin. They use a phthalate-free fragrant oil for a beautiful smell without having any sensitivity issues, and it's free from all synthetic preservatives. The product has been available in multiple pump size versions for the life of the products over the last 15 years, but just in time for Plastic Free July, they have actually released a new 2.5 liter refillable pouch. So after many requests from their loyal herd, they're so excited to finally announce the launch of the bulk refill pouches for their favorite Mugu products, including the milk wash. So like their customers, they're always wanting to look for ways to reduce the environmental impact and overall consumption. So by adding these new refillable pouches, the bulk size offering, you can now reuse your existing bottles that you have on hand, saving a bit of plastic each and every time that you use the product. So I really want to celebrate and am very excited to share that they now have this 2.5 liter refill pouch. It's made specifically to refill the 500 ml or the 1 liter pump bottles, and it's made with a lot less plastic. So less plastic obviously means less waste, and it also means savings. So with each 2.5 liter refill pouch, you'll save $13.50 Australian. This works out to a saving about $5.40 per liter. And the best thing about it is once that you're done with your refillable pouch, you can recycle it as part of the Mugu collaboration with TerraCycle, which is a free recycling program. So if you want a bit more information on this wonderful product, why it's so great, why I personally love it, and how you can be using it and making a minimized contribution to landfill through Plastic Free July and making this change in your household, I will pop all of the links to this in the show notes for the episode and also in the bio for this particular episode. You can also go ahead and use my discount code to receive 15% off your order through Mugu. That code is all caps, Kate, and then the number 15, which I will also put into the show notes for this episode. I'm always so grateful and so happy to share the Mugu brand with you and love having them as a sponsor for the show. It's a brand that I personally have supported for so long, and I have full faith and trust that you will absolutely love their products. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Awaken Pregnancy Podcast. It is so wonderful to have you here with me again today. I am freshly back from a little impromptu night away with my husband, no child, in Byron Bay for a night. It was a really fast trip, and it was sort of one of those moments where it was like, are we going to do this? Okay, we're going to do this. All right, let's go. And it all happened very quickly. But it was a beautiful little night away, an amazing reset. I got to have a really amazing long bath, which I have just been craving. We moved into our current house a bit over 12 months ago, and we'd renovated our previous home and it had the best bath. Mike and I were just talking about it last night, how it was like the perfect ratio, like it was the right depth, the angle of the back of the bath was like the right angle, like the correct angle. And the length of the bath was the right length that you could just prop yourself up comfortably without sliding down. And anyway, in our current house, we don't have that. We've got one of those kiddie baths that if I sit in it when it's full, the water comes up to my belly button. And it's just not the same. It is just not the same. Very much first world problems here. That being said, I did really enjoy the experience of having a really long, hot, amazing bath last night and spending some quality time with my hubby after a really crazy few months of life. So yeah, I'm landing in here today feeling really calm and zen and excited to share with you. So what I'm going to be talking about today are the top challenges that my clients feel in conception, pregnancy, and motherhood. And the reason why I want to share this with you is firstly, because I don't want you to feel alone in what you're going through. And secondly, because this is the focus of my work and I'm here to help you move through those challenges. So I'm hoping that today I'm able to give you a little bit of insight, and whether you relate to all of them or some of them, you will be able to receive a little bit of wisdom to support you and ultimately a pathway that you can take to really move through these challenges if they are currently affecting you. So before we dive in today, I just want to invite you into my current offering that I have open, which is the Inner Immersion. This is a brand new program. It runs for 10 days, and through that container, I will be teaching you how to create a supportive and practical self-care practice that you can move through daily to help you move closer to what it is that you most desire. So I'll guide you into a really devoted and personalized self-honoring practice that will help you reduce your stress, help you to feel more calm and relaxed on your motherhood path, whether that be in conception, in birth, or beyond. It's a really beautiful program that I have coupled together all of my skills in and all of my experience of supporting hundreds of women and obviously navigating conception myself for the better part of 10 years, and being able to do it in a really intentional way that has expanded me as a human and allowed me to support so many others on their journey as well. It is going to be so much fun. I cannot wait. CART is open for a little bit longer, depending on when you're listening to this episode, and we kick off in July together. So if you are craving a whole lot less stress and a whole lot more alignment, and you're really excited to make some powerful choices daily that compound to something really beautiful over the long term, then this is absolutely the program for you. Okay, so let's talk about some of these challenges that I see in my clients and my community. So the first one I want to talk about is timelines. And this can show up in all areas of your journey from conception, pregnancy, and into motherhood. And what this might look like is a frustration with things not happening in the timeline that you desire, whether that is on a smaller scale or a bigger scale. So I know in motherhood, I have definitely experienced that feeling of Flynn just not working to my timeline. If I've got some mamas listening right now, then you will really relate to that. But I feel like the time where it was most potent for me was in conception. This is my personal story, obviously, that it just took longer than I wanted it to get pregnant. But I also see this a lot in pregnancy, particularly waiting for birth is like that real surrender to it just being on baby's timeline. And, you know, this is something that if you identify as being a high achieving woman, that it can feel really disempowering to be doing all the things and setting the intentions and ticking all the boxes and it just not coming together in the time frame that you want it to. And this creates a feeling typically of disempowerment or feeling disconnected or distrustful of the process. And so this is one of the most common things that I hear is it's not happening in the time frame that I want. It's not happening when I want it to. How do I surrender? How do I trust? And I'm going to talk more about that in a second. The next one that I hear is a feeling of being out of control. Like this feeling of like, it doesn't matter what I do, I'm not getting what I want, or, and that can kind of sound a little bit bratty, and it's totally fine if that's your dialogue, like zero judgment. But it's not even necessarily about not getting what I want. It's like, I'm doing the things, why am I not getting the outcome? You know, and again, this can really relate to conception, but another way that this can show up is, you know, I'm doing the things I've always done, and I'm not getting the same result. And so in motherhood, this could look like, you know, I'm doing all the things I've always done, such as like my self-care, like I've made space for that, but it's not giving me the same feeling that it used to. Like something is amiss here. This could also show up in pregnancy around, I've done all the things, I'm ticking all the boxes, I'm taking all the things I'm supposed to be taking, and I feel like crap, and all I want to eat is hot chips, and that I'm not getting the result that I want. You know, I feel out of control right now. My body feels different. It doesn't feel like my own. I don't feel in control of the choices that I'm making. I don't feel like the way that I have always lived my life is possible right now. It's not working. Okay, the next one I want to talk about is comparison. So something I hear a lot is like, it just like other mothers just seem so calm, and like, why do they do it with so much ease? Or why is it happening faster for them? Why are they getting the results sooner? Why is pregnancy so easy for them and not for me? And I want to preface this by saying, I think by now we all know that we don't all share the full picture on social media. It's not even possible to, even if you have the intention to. But that doesn't actually matter, because putting somebody else down in order to feel better about yourself. And so, you know, what I'm talking about here is like the context of, other mothers are calm. How are they doing this with so much ease? And then the story or the dialogue that can often come into this comparison conversation that looks like, well, they're only sharing a part of their story, so I'm sure they're struggling behind the scenes. And maybe they are, but maybe they're not. Maybe they are doing it with ease. Maybe they just are in their natural habitat and they are just a mama goddess, and like, power to them. I think the thing here is that if we're finding ourselves in a place of comparison, that's a reflection of us, not somebody else. And so we really do need to be empowered in that. And take that as an invitation to reflect on like our relationship with ourselves, and why am I feeling the need to compare right now? And potentially, pull somebody down in order to feel better about myself. Like, why do I think that that's a great choice right now? The next one I want to talk about is losing yourself. So I know that this has been an experience of mine in motherhood, landing in the season post-birth and feeling really confused about who I was and really having to rediscover, who am I? Who am I on this side of motherhood? And almost feeling like the rug had been pulled out, that it wasn't like I was picking up where I left off. It was like, it was the beginning. It was like the beginning of getting to know myself again. And, you know, that was definitely a challenging experience. And it's something that I can say that I'm out the other side of now. But another time where this can show up is where your experience is all consuming. So say you're having a challenging pregnancy, or you have had loss in the past and now you're navigating pregnancy after loss. It can feel so all consuming. That process is just, it drags every single part of you into it as you essentially just survive through that period. This is also really, really strong in conception. If you have an extended conception experience, if you're, going into fertility treatment, it can feel like you lose yourself in that, that it fully consumes every single part of you and takes up the majority of your mental space. Yeah, again, personally relate, and I hear this so often in my clients, my one-on-one clients, my Expand Align Conceive community, and also in the wider community through social media and my email audience that I have as well, if that's you too. Okay, the next one I want to share, and I feel like I just need to sidestep here and let you know that I am going to talk about how you can move through these things. Okay, I'm not just putting all of this on you and then I'm going to say bye. I am going to tell you about how you can support yourself. So the next one is idealizing the past version of you. So like putting this past version of you on a pedestal of like, I'm just in a weird phase. Once this passes, everything will go back to normal and I will be able to be happy once more. I will be able to be calm once more, content, like insert word there. And so the reason why this is really disempowering is because in any phase of life, we will never go back to who we were before. Yes, we can repeat behaviors. Yes, we can repeat patterns, but the circumstances will always be different. And so we aren't ever going back to who we were before. And so idealizing this version of us from the past is actually keeping us from being fully aligned and connected to ourselves in the present. So this is really a lot about releasing that version of ourselves from the past and coming back to who we are now and really connecting to who we are now and the gifts of who we are in this moment. Not looking back on who we once were as a marker for happiness. And, you know, I think that we can get clues from the past of what helped us then if we really are that lost. But I feel that there is more power in being connected to ourselves in the present in order to really see what it is that is serving us and how we can come closer to our truth now. It's really dangerous to be living our life for something that has already occurred in the past, because we are never actually content with where we are in the moment. And this moment now will eventually become one of the past that we look back on, right? And so I know it's so cliche, so coachy of me to say this, but we truly only do have this present moment. And if you're finding that your thoughts are constantly going back to a past version of yourself, as like idealizing that time, that version of you, and you're looking for a reconnection to that version of yourself, I want you to know with so much love and so much compassion, you are not going back there. You will never go back to her. And it's time to say goodbye to that version of yourself with love and get excited about who you are now, because you're missing out on that. Like, you're missing out on you right in this moment by focusing on who you once were. This is really strong in early motherhood. Like, this is super strong in early motherhood because everything feels crazy. It's also really strong in the first trimester, because we go from being not pregnant to finding out we're pregnant. And typically we can have some symptoms in that first trimester that can make us feel different to who we once were. And so we can think, okay, well, once I get through this first trimester, I'll feel like myself again and life will carry on. However, that isn't necessarily the case. In fact, it's rarely the case. You aren't going back to who you were preconception. And that's a beautiful, wonderful thing, because where you're going is so much more magnificent. And you're going to see a depth to yourself that you haven't yet seen in a really beautiful, raw and incredible way. And so I think it's really important to just check in with yourself and ask, you know, am I aiming for a past version of myself, or am I connected to who I am now? And am I empowered by her? Am I honoring her? Am I checking in with what it is that she wants and needs? Because that's going to serve you to get into your alignment a whole lot more than focusing on who you used to be. Okay, the last one I want to share with you, and this is something that this is definitely one of the top challenges that my clients feel in conception, pregnancy, and motherhood, and that is not knowing what is the right choice to make. We are faced with so many decisions from preconception into our motherhood journey. And in the past, I know for me, I've been somebody who collects all of the information and then I make a choice from a place of logic, which is what most of us have been taught. That's how most of us have been taught to make a decision, is get the information, pros and cons it, and then decide what you're going to do. But the thing with conception, pregnancy, and motherhood is there isn't one right choice that you need to uncover. In fact, there are many right choices. The only right choice for you is the one that is right for you. And the only way to know that is to be in a place where you're connected to your intuition and your inner knowing. Now, I'm not saying don't collect the information. I think that that is actually part of the process, is having the information you need to then be able to make an intuitive decision from an informed place. For many of us, that will serve us. For some people, they're just so intuitive that they don't need the information. They can just be led completely by that. And for others, the information is really important. So I think trusting yourself for sure around that. But when it comes to making decisions, if you are in decision fatigue right now, if you don't know what path to take, whether that is in conception, whether that is in pregnancy, whether you're preparing for birth, or whether you're in motherhood, and there's a whole other person who whose life is impacted by that choice, the only way that we can make a decision that we don't regret is to make it from a place of knowing in the moment. If we make a decision from fear, they're the choices we regret. It's the choices that we make connected to our true self that we can actually look back on and know that even if it wasn't the path that we wanted to take, that we took the one that we were being led down, and that we don't have guilt for that. You know, in any given moment, if we need to make any decision in life, we need to make it from a place where we feel most connected to ourselves, most aligned with ourselves, so that in the future, we can look back and know that even if it's not the right choice anymore, it was the right choice then. And when I say right choice, I mean the right choice for us. So from these things I've shared, so I'm just going to recap on the top challenges that I see in conception, pregnancy, and motherhood. So I'm talking about timelines, feeling out of control, comparison, losing yourself in the experience, idealizing the past version of yourself, or not knowing how to make a choice. All of these boil down to one particular thing, and that is being able to let go, trust, and surrender. Now, I know that that is so elusive, and I know that I sound like such a coach right now because I'm like, all you need to do is trust and surrender. And I hear myself say it, and I know. Trust me, I know. This, though, is how we find more ease and grace, and how we truly embody trust is through a connection to self. There is no three-step process or a switch that you can flick and suddenly you fall into surrender. You need to do the things to get there, and you need to do them consistently. There is no secret path, some like express ticket. You need to do it. You need to do the work. And I say that from personal experience, and I say that with so much love. You know, I want to tell you that it's easy, but it's not necessarily easy, so to speak. At least it's not the flick of a switch. It is a process, but it is so worth it. It is so worth it. How many times have you appreciated something that somebody just gave you versus something that you worked for? You know, it's when you do the work and you show up for yourself that you fully appreciate how far you have come. So I really wanted to touch on this for you. And I know, like I said, it feels elusive, but I'm going to show you how to make it super practical. It's the small choices that we make every day that compound into the life that we live. And so you can probably reflect on this now. What are the habits? What are the daily choices that you have made over the last 5 years consistently? And how has that snowballed or pointed your life in a certain direction? Now, this could be positively impacting you. This could be negatively impacting you. What the example looks like for you could be really different. A really easy one to relate to is smoking. And, you know, we all know that smoking is bad for us. And so if you have one cigarette versus whether you have, you know, however many, I don't even know how many cigarettes people smoke in a day. Do people still smoke? I think so. I feel like they all vape now. Anyway, if you're smoking one cigarette versus if you're choosing to smoke every single day for 5 years, you're creating a certain reality based on those daily choices. This works with negative habits and it works with positive habits. It is about the compound effect of those small choices daily. 5 minutes of meditation a day for 5 years is going to change your life. 5 minutes of not meditation for 5 years is going to keep your life where it is right now or headed in a different direction. And so I want you to understand that the things that seem small and insignificant that you do often, such as meditation versus smoking, are having a compound effect and they are creating your future reality. So right now, what are you doing? What is leading you closer to your future reality and what is pointing you away from it? What are you doing often and how is that impacting the direction of your life? So coming back to these challenges that my clients feel that I've shared with you, the way that you move through these isn't through one big miraculous awakening moment. And it might be for some, but I've never seen that. In this work that I do, in the hundreds of women I've worked with, I have never seen that. The thing that makes the difference is those small, consistent choices made daily. That's what makes a difference. And so if those are things that you're being challenged with and you want an easy, quick fix, you're not going to get it, or at least you're not going to get it here. And I'm not going to give you any like false sense of how it's just, you know, the flick of a switch or a three-step plan. This is about choosing yourself and your reality and your future based on what you do today and now. And you know, in saying that, I know that it can be really hard to make a shift. It is. We know that. We know that changing our habits is hard. Science proves that to us, right? But I am here to support you to make that shift. And as you know, I shared at the top of the call that Inner Immersion is currently open and I am here to support you to make those shifts because I know how impactful it will be for your future if you can make 1 5-minute choice per day for yourself. I know it is going to change the direction of your life. And when I say that, I mean surrender, trust, ease, and releasing that feeling of control. I know that those things will occur if you can consistently choose yourself every day for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, whatever that looks like for you. I have been coaching since 2015 and I have been navigating conception since 2012. For the better part of that 10 years, I have been navigating conception with a small break here or there. And I know exactly what you need to do to get into a place of trust and surrender. And it's exactly what I've just shared with you. It's making simple choices daily. The little things lead up to the big things. And so we live in a culture now where it is short-term gratification over long-term alignment. And I want you to ask yourself right now, how often are you choosing short-term gratification, i.e., you know, eating the thing that you know you probably shouldn't be eating, or not choosing meditation, or choosing to gossip, or, you know, having negative thoughts and projections about your body, or saying something nasty or being reactive to somebody that you love? All of these things are leading you further away from a place of trust and surrender, and they are reactive and they are creating that false sense of alignment moment to moment. It's what it feels like, right? We chase the thing to try and get the alignment, when in fact it's the devotion to self, the devotion to practices that gives you your alignment. And so this is your invitation. For the last time on the podcast, this is the invitation for this round of inner immersion. I want to support you to create that shift. I have supported hundreds of women to create that shift and change the direction of their lives, to feel trusting, to feel surrendered, to feel connected to themselves, and to experience the benefits of a long-term devoted practice. So in just 10 days, I'm going to help you to work out exactly what it is that supports you in this season of life to come into alignment, to come into self-connection, and to watch those challenges fall away when you make significant shifts in your life. The problems that are on your mind right now, the problems that you are facing, the challenges that are taking up space within your being, they will drop away. They drop away. Nothing needs to be done with them, because when you move in this way, the challenges fall away, or the potency of them falls away, and it becomes something that you can move through with so much more ease. So like I said, if you would like to join me in inner immersion, I would love to have you more than anything in the world. This is going to be a transformative 10 days. It is going to be beautiful and powerful and potent, in that what I'm sharing with you is what I have learned over the past 10 years. And it is going to be succinct. It's going to be easy to digest, and it's going to be applied. You're going to be able to apply this to your life then and there and see a shift within those 10 days. So if you would like to join me for this initial round of inner immersion for the lowest price it will ever be, you can go to the description or the show notes for this episode, where you can click through to the link, and you can also see on that page my $200 discount code that I have there for you as a podcast listener. Make sure that you redeem that before that runs out soon. This will get you into the inner immersion for just $244. Australian. And like I said, this is going to be powerful. This is the kind of thing that you're going to look back on and think 2 weeks later, my life is exactly the same. Why didn't I just do that? Why didn't I just give that a go? And I'm so excited to have you guys. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. I really hope that it has given you some clarity on what you can be doing right now to shift out of these challenges that are potentially showing up for you in conception, pregnancy, and motherhood. And if you are feeling called to inner immersion, then I am so excited to have you. If you have questions, you guys know where to find me. I am here to support you. And it is so wonderful to have had you here with me today. I hope that the rest of your day is beautiful, and I will be back soon. Thank you for being here. Your presence is received with deep gratitude. If you loved this episode, I invite you to follow or subscribe to the Awaken Pregnancy Podcast on your favorite platform. And if this podcast is having an impact on your life, one significant enough that you feel changed for being here, I invite you to participate in a two-way exchange. Leave a 5-star review in your heartfelt words on Apple Podcasts, or make a donation to Kate Cattle and the Awaken Pregnancy Podcast via the link in the notes for this episode. Thank you for walking this mamahood journey alongside me. I will see you next time.